Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. This one, a breaking news edition of the BOL Podcast. Travis Schreier, Senior Analyst for BamaOnline.com, joined by site publisher Tim Watts. And typically when we do the breaking news pods, it involves good recruiting news for the Alabama Crimson Tide. That the case once again on Tuesday afternoon is Tim Watts. Alabama goes big, literally and figuratively, one more time on that offensive line.
Yeah, Elijah Pritchett from Columbus, Georgia. Carver High School committed to Alabama today. Big commitment. I mean, big guy. You know, the thing you look with these linemen, there's so many, like, factors with an offensive lineman. I'm not claiming to be an offensive lineman whisperer by any means, but I know when you see a big athletic guy, that's usually the kind of guy that's going to get the advantage over anybody else, because athletic is going to trump technique from an upside standpoint. You can teach technique. Elijah meets that athleticism. I mean, dude, dancing bear, you know how I love that term and I value
it. Dancing bear, there it is, early, quick.
This guy is a dancing bear. He runs down the field. Now, he doesn't have a lot of film out as a senior. What he has out is basically five-star film without doubt, but it's very few clips on it. So I went back and found some of his clips on some of his teammates' tape to watch just to see, which is basically game film. And this guy, he'll chase you 30 yards. I mean, he will chase you down. He's looking for contact. You can still see there's still a little bit of lunge there, footwork and stuff like that from a raw technique standpoint. He's not as refined as, say, Brockermeyer last year was really, really, really refined. And, you know, not a big shock with his dad playing in the NFL at the offensive lineman. And then you had Latham, who had slowly grown into that developmental stage, J.C. Latham, who was another big athletic guy who was probably had better technique. But athletically, this guy's right there with all of them. I mean, 6'6"-ish, 280 pounds. He looks lean. He looks like a tight end. He looks like a defensive end. He carries it so well, but he loves to get not just a second level. He will chase the play down the field. And what I love is he's constantly craving contact. He's constantly looking to put helmet to pads on somebody and just active. Because, you know, you see a lot of guys who are big, just bigger than everybody. You see that, the old torque move. A linebacker runs at them. They don't block them. They grab them, twist to the side, and throw them because they're bigger than them. This guy's literally seeking out contact to hit you. So very active guy. Don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Athletic, again, like I said, and a really good recruiting win. Again, for Charles Kelly, who we talk about on the message board and on the show a lot, the guy's quietly one of the best recruiters in the country. You never really hear his name. I think he's kind of quiet. You don't really see him on social media. Old school type of vibe, but he's really good at building relationships, not only with the kids he gets, but even the ones he doesn't get. After the fact, talk about, you know, what a great guy Charles Kelly is. So, you know, big win for him.
Elijah Pritchett, you touched on so many of the attributes, length also, with the arms, with the wingspan. You look at this guy and you think about prototype tackle build in terms of being more along the lines of a, say, canvas that an offensive line coach can sort of work on throughout a year or two of development. That's what you see, I think, also, Tim and Elijah Pritchett. You see kids at that position these days, some are 6'6", 6'7", 350, 370 even. Guys like Damian George, Evan Neal. But then you also see guys like Pritchett at 280 right now, and you think in a couple of years going the other way with Matt Ray and David Ballou, this guy's at 310, 315 and maintaining that athleticism.
You know, we've seen over the course of history, a lot of the best tackles in the NFL were guys that grew into that position. Former tight ends at a small school.
Chris Samuels was that guy years
Absolutely.
Ago.
Those guys are smaller guys, developmental guys. Because, you know, for some guys, it's hard to add weight. For some guys, it's just a matter of finding the right method to gain that weight. With this frame, with this athleticism, I mean, he's going to carry 305 like it's nothing. I mean, he's going to have that. But you're actually absolutely right. Long arms, athletic, great bend, which you can't stress enough. And, again, you got those guys who physically – you're right, 320, 325. They're probably physically able to hold up a little bit better to a defensive pass rush at the moment. But, I mean, if you're talking 2-3 years down the road, you know, you want that guy you can sort of mold. You know, that guy I mean, you know, there's something to be said for the big guy that you have to take weight off of and get him at that fighting shape. Because there's nothing I love more than a big man that can move. And, you know, like Otis for Alabama right now, that big guy, I watch him. That is a big guy who can move. So I can't imagine what he's going to be, you know, when he's 15, 20, 30 pounds lighter. And everybody's like, he's 380. Once he gets to 310, he might never get to 310, but he's going to be hell. He's going to be hell at 340, I can assure you, because he's a big
guy that can absolutely move, no doubt about it. Elijah Pritchett, yeah, you look at some of these guys that are in the 280 range maybe in high school and you think, well, are they going to be able to anchor? I look at Elijah Pritchett, look at that junior tape, and this is a guy who seems like he's proportionately built at this stage in his development. In other words, his base, his midsection, you can see all of that maybe coming together quite nicely, again, in time with Alabama's sports science program. So it is Elijah Pritchett, Alabama's 15th commitment for the 2022 recruiting cycle. Tim, give us a little bit of an overview of how all this played out, because just from following you and Hank South and the coverage that you guys provide us with there at BamaOnline.com, seemed like Florida State was in a pretty good spot with Elijah. So Tim, what kind of went into this as far as maybe turning the tide, so to speak, more in the favor of Alabama than, say, FSU and some others?
With Alabama, Alabama's recruitment's a little different, and I covered it a little different because I sort of just let that whole, that unfold over the course of time leading into that decision. Now, if a kid doesn't have a decision, it's a little bit harder to really track. If he just goes on a visit and busts chides to pop and commit to his school, it's a little hard. But when a kid sets a date, that's really when my ears perk up and I really start digging a little bit. We've heard Alabama trailing for a lot of guys in the past, early on, 6 months ago and all that. Alabama's a closer. They're not having, Nick Saban's not texting with all these kids and, when they're juniors and all that stuff like other coaches do. But as it gets down to the wire, when he really gets involved with a kid, that's when it really gets serious and Alabama makes its best push, whether they get him or not. I think that's what happened here is, again, you mentioned Charles Kelly, who laid the groundwork the whole time. I think Alabama was always in it. Florida State was definitely in it. They had four or five visits there, but I don't even really feel they finished second in this thing when all was said and done, having a lot of struggles on the field. I think he liked the program and connected with one of the coaches, but obviously there's a lot more that goes into this. But people close to Pritchett really had Alabama up there the whole time because they wanted that discipline, that NFL pedigree. They wanted that developmental stage and all that. I actually feel like Georgia probably was ahead of Florida State. So, we see a lot of guys where Alabama's trailing and make this late push. But I really think Alabama just does a good job of timing when to put pressure on these kids or when to call and talk to them. I mean, some coaches will call you every day, all day, which is crazy for me to think about a head coach calling a recruit all week during the season. But I know that that happens sometimes when they've got games and stuff. So I think Alabama just made that push at the end. Obviously, a lot of things work in Alabama's favor, from the NFL draft to the college number one ranking this year, national title last year, the titles in the past and the awards. All that's good and obviously helps. But I believe once you get Nick Saban really involved, and he's involved at different stages, but once they decide they really want somebody and put that pressure, I don't know if pressure is the right word, once they really start that push, then, they've proven tough to beat. There's a handful of schools you could say, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, they do a really good job of, getting a lot of the guys they want, but Alabama's certainly up there with the best of them.
Elijah Pritchett, Alabama's second highest offensive line commitment right now, when you look at that list. Tyler Booker, an offensive tackle from IMG, up there with Elijah Pritchett as a high four-star, both considered to be top 100 overall national prospects, according to the 24/7 Sports composite rankings, both top 10 players, prospects at the offensive tackle spot specifically. We're going to take a quick break here on the Bama Online Podcast. When we come back, we'll talk with Tim about what might be up next for this Alabama recruiting effort where the class of 2022 is concerned. Certainly a big weekend in Tuscaloosa coming up with the Ole Miss Rebels set to pay a visit. Back with more right after this.
Now streaming on Paramount+.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Back with more of a breaking news edition of the Bama Online Podcast as four-star offensive lineman Elijah Pritchett from Columbus, Georgia, makes it known this afternoon that he will sign with the Alabama Crimson Tide. Alabama now with 15 commitments for the 2022 cycle. Three offensive line prospects are in the fold, Tim. So how much more do you see Doug Marrone, Nick Saban, this offensive line maybe looking to add at that spot before we get to December and maybe even into February signing day?
You know, I think they're off. I mean, they have such – they're off to a good start. I should finish that, not just off. They're off to a good start, obviously. Had a really good class last year. Booker, I'm a huge fan of. Big guy. Still think he's one of those guys that could to move in the inside. We've seen guys like that move to the interior. He's capable of playing on the edge, but could be better served on the interior of an offensive line. You have to love what Elijah brings long term. Probably not a quick fix, plug and play kind of guy that's just going to sign and jump right on the field right away as a starter, but a guy that you have to like pop potentially starting down the road. You know, Shore here, he's the mystery man a little bit. Dane Shore from Alpharetta. I don't think he's playing this year. I was told because he moved, he was ruled ineligible, so I don't think he's playing. I don't know how things are going to shake out there right now. I need to dig a little further into that. But there's offensive linemen out there. They're still chasing. I mean, there's guys like Zach Rice. He's a guy that the Alabama staff still messing around with. Devin Campbell, who's a really good player. So they've got guys they're still looking at. But, you know, when you talk about this class top to bottom, head to toe, I mean, it's shaping up again. Offensively, where they've done so well, when you're adding guys like Emmanuel Henderson, Ty Simpson, offensive linemen to go around him, tight ends, you know, you got to love the tight end situation for Alabama with their commitments right now. So they've got a lot of guys that, you know, that offense just to keep it clicking, you know, guys that seem, you know, make plays. Obviously, the defense is always going to have players, too. So there's a lot left on the bone for this class with Alabama. It's probably going to be a little bit smaller class than we're used to seeing, or I believe it will. But of course, they made the
adjustment.
Adjustment, which makes it. I'm sure everybody was happy to hear about that. Who has to recruit against Alabama? But yeah, they adjusted that, so it could be actually a little bit bigger than we thought. So, but you know, Alabama, you know, knowing Nick Saban, he's usually a step ahead of everything. He's probably figuring that out as he went along, planning on that or that possibility anyway. So, like I said, a lot of meat on the bone for this class. You got to love the way it's shaping up, coming off to what, in my opinion, were back-to-back basically epic classes on paper. Still got to prove it, you know, on film, obviously, but on paper, both back-to-back classes. So you have to like the fact that they're hovering around top five nationally, somewhere in that range with only 15 commitments.
Yeah, Hank South doing an outstanding job for us there at BamaOnline.com with a running list of prospects that are expected to be in Tuscaloosa this weekend for the big matchup with Ole Miss. And you mentioned Devin Campbell, the five-star interior offensive lineman from Arlington, Texas. It appears as if he's on the short official visitors list to this point. Javonte Barnes, a four-star running back from Vegas, also anticipated to visit officially this weekend. Some other targets, seems like it'll be a big 2023 weekend as well. Guy by the name of Arch Manning expected in Tuscaloosa for the weekend is his uncle. Well, and his dad too. Cooper is an Ole Miss guy. So with Ole Miss visiting town, Arch Manning expected to be in Tuscaloosa. Hank, according to Hank, Kadarius Callaway, guy who signed with Alabama in the last class, was in Tuscaloosa briefly, has since moved on to East Mississippi. I guess maybe among the unofficial visitors Callaway, this weekend.
You know, Callaway was the you say goodbye and I say hello. I mean, showed up on campus, said, oh, I'm red shirt. No, I'm not. I'm going to go over here. I'll be back. Let me know when y'all need me.
Right. Wow. Never say never in recruiting, right?
Hey, and I tell people, some of these guys just want to play football. You know, that's last thing Keenan Allen, who I was relatively close with in the cycle, said to me, because, you know, he loved Bama. He loved, wanted to go to Alabama, got all crazy with his brother when they fired the coach, brother from Buffalo. They started, you know, wanting to play together, which is normal for parents. But the last thing he said, man, I love Alabama, but I just want to play ball. That was it. A lot of these guys just want to, they just want to play football and they don't really care about the politics. That's why I see it on the message board a lot. But I don't think a lot of these kids, they just want to play. But, you know, I have to admire Callaway. He's like, shoot, text me when you need me. I will be 45 minutes away. So it's going to be.
He said, he figured Alabama looks set for now. You know, maybe in a year or two. He looked around
and said, nah, maybe next year I'll be back. So you that visitors list, it could grow. I mean, it's a hot game. I mean, it's a fun game. I think a 6 o'clock game would have really saw the visitors list set it off. You know, the 2:30. Yeah. 2:30 is still a little bit of a quick turnaround. A lot of kids play, play late, finishing at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, getting home by midnight. So, you know, some of these kids would have to be up at 8 o'clock, you know, out the door to drive. So that could limit it a little bit. So,
but a big weekend coming up. But the big news today, Elijah Pritchett, elite offensive tackle prospect from Columbus, Georgia, commits to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Anything else, Tim, before we get out of here?
No, absolutely not. I will see you on Wednesday for another pod.
Yeah, we'll be backing this pretty quickly with T. Watts and TR on Wednesday on the Bama Online podcast. But certainly big news we wanted to get to you today.
Thanks, guys. See you on the roundtable.
For Tim Watts, Travis Schreier, absolutely. We'll see you at BamaOnline.com. We'll see you on the roundtable, the premium message board of choice for Alabama Crimson Tide fans around the world. For Tim, Travis, thanks again. Talk to you again soon.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.